Today on In Touch, we are once again joined by Luke Benson of the Iowa Music Project. He's here to talk to us once again about the Iowa Music Project's songwriting showcase that is going on right now. And how do people get involved if they want to submit a song?
Well, if they want to submit a song, they have to go to our website, iowamusicproject.com, and we accept SoundCloud and YouTube submissions. The only stipulation we have is that it has to be original and not previously recorded on another album. So it's fine if it was put up on YouTube or SoundCloud, but we want the final mix to be, a set of unique songs to that album. I guess it's important for, I fielded this question from several people. IMP doesn't retain any publishing rights. Like, the song totally belongs to the artist. But we do want the final CD and vinyl, when it comes out, to be a truly unique compilation. So that's how they submit a song, is iowamusicproject.com. And to stay up to date on, updates and features, liking us on Facebook is kind of the best way to do that. Another thing to keep in mind is starting February 1st, we will be hosting with Little Village a listener's choice, where we're going to share the submissions that we've received so far. And people have a chance to go to this page and, submit a vote to support their favorite artists. And from those selections, two of the, most supported songs will be guaranteed a spot on the final compilation.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And what is your hope for the project?
Well, several different kind of hopes, I guess. There's the sort of like lofty abstract goal of, exploring and kind of challenging the idea of what Iowa music is. And then there's the more sort of practical goal of just, putting money in the hands of artists and organizations that are really working hard day in, day out to keep live music being a real thing in all of our lives. For artists who, are interested in pursuing a career in music, I think this represents a pretty unique opportunity to sort of share their work, potentially get paid for it, be part of an album, and the concert, which will take place on June 2nd, will be broadcast through IPR. So, theoretically, everybody in the state of Iowa will have a chance to hear two openers that they might not have known before, and then the headliner, Middle Western, which is Dave Zolo and Will Whitmore's new supergroup. As far as like the concert goes, my hopes or goals is that we have a party and that it's awesome. And I think that goal is the one thing I'm like the least worried about. It's going to be such a good time. And it's just, basically we're just trying to connect with people who like to make music and sharing that with other people who like to hear it. So that's the basic goal.
Okay. And when can we expect for the album to drop?
Okay. So the showcase runs from now it launched January 6th to March 15th. We will contact the final 25 artists who will be selected by April 1st. The concert will happen June 2nd, and I would guess the album will finally be released closer to the end of the year, like maybe October or November. But people who attend the concert or want to go through our website can buy a T-shirt of like IMP that comes with a free digital download of all 25 tracks that were recorded.
Okay. And are you hoping for this to become an annual event?
I don't think annual. A few people have asked about that. I think annual would maybe be a little stale, but I would have no problem titling this, Iowa Music Project Volume 1. So definitely open to revisiting this whole kind of concept down the road. But mostly we're just focused right now on making this one as good as possible. And then we'll see what the interest is going forward.
Again, that was Luke Benson, director of the Iowa Music Project. He was talking to us about the Iowa Music Project songwriting showcase. And we thank him for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.